This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, real quick before we get to this show, do understand yesterday we tried to get to America. Are we destroying ourselves? Question mark. And then going back to Abraham Lincoln, I'm going to be talking about that today because, again, remember what Abraham Lincoln said. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Is it true? Well, let me lay some things in the present to your candor, and you tell me. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Or you can jump over to our Twitter account, again, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E. It's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you want to jump over on Facebook, it is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. If you want to call in at any time over the next three segments, please do so. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, let's say this in unison, America, 53 countries. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's true. Why? Well, as I said, this isn't the radio show where we take for face value what the state-controlled narrative has to say. It just doesn't fly that way. It just doesn't. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. That's why, because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to jump on some topics real quick on Sons of Liberty Media today that I didn't get to yesterday, and I'll bring you up to the present as to what's going on today as well on sonsoflibertymedia.com. All of you good Catholics out there, I got a question for you. You Catholics, okay, I'm being a little funny, East Coast. my little East Coast slang, all you Catholics. Pope Francis demands Christians confess sins against the environment. All you good Catholics, I want you to give me a phone call, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to show me scripturally where he's called to be the vicar in the place of Christ. Where is he called to be the vicar? In the place of Christ. Because scripture tells us just the exact opposite. How many times have we seen these popes, since the beginning of time, since the established Catholic Church, which means universal church, friends, how many times have we seen them shift on Scripture, take Scripture out of context and twist it into a reprobate fallen state? I just want you to tell me how you can explain, how is it that you can follow this individual or any other pope or any other man as far as that goes? Pope Francis demands Christians confess sins against the environment. Now keep in mind, this is also the same guy that said if you owned a gun that you're not a Christian. He was going after the gun manufacturers. Okay, but keep in mind that he is completely armed, and keep in mind that this is the Pope that's always wanting to help the poor as he sits on his golden throne in Italy. Can you tell me how that works? Furthermore, this is also the Pope that is blaring out in his confusion and his reprobate fallen state as to how Christians need to apologize to the homosexuals. He's advocating what God condemns. How is it that you can follow the arm of the flesh? Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. There is one mediator between man and God. His name is Jesus Christ. No man is in his place ever. And let me reiterate the point. Ever, never, ever, ever will a man take the place of Christ. He's already done the deal. It is finished. We follow the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. We do not follow man. Because when you follow man, what you do is you begin to depart from Christ. And oftentimes what we see is these people are being used as political battering rams, just like the Pope is. If you'd like to call and contend, I would love to hear from you. So would everybody else. 1-866-582-9933. Speaking of the homosexuals, the sodomites, which God does condemn over 30 times in scriptures, and a little common sense comes into play here, friends. It really does. The simplicity that's found in Christ, 2 Corinthians. We're finding now that Sodom and Gomorrah is taking over in Sweden. The sodomites, the homosexuals in Sweden, are attacking and raping other men. Well, the Pope is there telling you, you need to apologize to the sodomites. Why would he advocate such a thing? That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to highlight, major Hungarian academic rips Islam at conference, calls for the deportation of Muslims for the good of society. Why is it that they let them in before they want to deport them? Why is it that they can't take their history, the Islamic history, for what it is? Well, they got to learn the hard way. That's called a glutton for punishment. But what we see here is we see an individual calling for the deportation of Muslims for the good of society. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Tyranny of 9/11. This is written by none other than contributor John Whitehead. He is the lead attorney at Rutherford Institute. He's the lead attorney. He said, the tyranny of 9/11, the building blocks of the American police state from A to Z. You better bet your bottom dollar. America, we weren't the ones doing the attacking. I want you to understand. When we were attacked on September 11, keep in mind it was your government that turned on you after that day and during that point. And if you haven't seen Operation Northwood, why don't you do a little homework, because your government's been up to this for a long time. And I'm talking about corruption. I'm not talking about good American God-fearing representatives known as statesmen. Okay? I'm talking about corrupt politicians and the corrupt military-industrial complex. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Venezuela, Marxist tragedy redo. Check it out. Also, here's Colin Kaepernick again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, written by Brian Fisher, AFA, American Family Association. Yes, Virginia, Kaepernick is breaking the law. Notice what they're doing. Again, they're using him as a useful idiot. To what? Lead a group of people that are stupid enough to follow the likes of Colin Kaepernick, who's stupid enough to follow the likes of a Barack Hussein Obama, the Judas himself, who is stupid enough to follow Satan. And by the way, I didn't add that. He did. Just look to Saul Alinsky, because he accredited Satan in the book of the disciple that was written for the likes of Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. They accredited Satan in Rules for Radicals, written by Saul Alinsky, the disciples, their Lord. That's a fact. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over? Well, actually, I'm kind of bored. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Jenna breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn. Because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, ache, and flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Here is one of those I told you so's. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Here's one of those I told you so's. And it's a bad one, to say the least. Let me do it this way. Let me roll back just a little bit in time as to how I warned you. I shared with you in the past, people were complaining about Donald Trump, and you better get behind him because if it's not, then it's a vote for Hillary. Well, the fact of the matter is if you pick Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, you've already have been played. You do need to understand that. But let's take it to a spiritual standpoint just to show you what I'm talking about. I had shared with you in the past, I was told by a presidential candidate for the Constitutional Party in 2004, we were told as a ministry, that if you were to bring Ronald Reagan, put him in a room, and you were to put Jesus Christ in another room, Jesus would be left all alone. And it's interesting that conservatives derive their very meaning and their identity from the Christ as one who preserves. And I'm talking about the salt of the earth. That's what Jesus said. Now, what's interesting about that is yesterday I was looking, I had a live feed. It pulled up. And as I looked at this live feed to see what's going on in our society, in our country on a daily basis and globally as well, interestingly enough, a picture of Donald Trump standing there looking up at a picture of Ronald Reagan. And I thought to myself, this is so dangerous. This is how it begins. And what Michael Peruca, the presidential candidate for the Constitutional Party, told me in 2004 was right on the smack. I mean, as if Donald Trump was looking at Ronald Reagan as if he was some sort of God. Now, do keep in mind that Donald Trump is using Ronald Reagan's slogan. You do understand that, right, America? Just so you can understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree concerning Donald Trump and the conservatives alike. Well, that's not where I end. Oh, by the way, the slogan is, let's make America great again. Who said that? That's all Ronald Reagan. Same tactic, different day. Okay? Now, Let's take it one step further, because this one, I can't say it was shocking, but it was almost shocking. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Ann Coulter, I seen her out at the RNC too. Why the American people listen to these people, though they have good points at times, that's great. But the fact of the matter is what are they based off of? Where are their feet established? Are they established upon the rock, which is the church, the revelation of Jesus Christ? Or are they established on gossip, the establishment in which everybody's complaining about? Because you notice they always talk in circles, for the most part, without reference to the Bible or without reference to the Constitution, which is grounded in the Bible, the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, which references God over four times. But I seen Ann Coulter there. And again, why for the life of me people want to hear what she has to say, why the conservatives continuously put her up, the modern day conservatives, let's put it that way, put her up and put the mic up to her mouth, I have no idea. What is the resolve? They never bring about resolve. But going back to Donald Trump, she wrote a brand new book called E Pluribus Awesome, Ann Coulter. The name of the book is In Trump We Trust. Let me say that again. In Trump We Trust. Anybody see what I was warning you about? It's funny how people make light of these headlines, but the fact of the matter is, folks, their allegiance is to fallen man rather than to the risen Christ. And that's their first and oftentimes their last mistake. Again, anybody see what I'm warning you about? Ann Coulter writes a book, In Trump We Trust. Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, this is dangerous, but it does explain why America is in serious trouble with heaven. The number one commandment that was taken down through an oligarchy illegally when the Supreme Court said no longer is it a permissive objective to actually teach students the Ten Commandments. Does anybody know the first commandment? The first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And what is the likes of Ann Coulter and the modern day conservatives doing? They're putting Trump in the place of God. And then they wonder why those that they called the liberals or the left act in such a manner. Because on the right, the conservative, again, the modern day conservative, is the problem. The modern day professing Christian is the problem. And now, of course, if we were to go over to Ann, she would give us a good explanation as to why she just named her last book, In Trump We Trust. Folks, you can't justify it. You can't legitimize it. Because the fact of the matter, this is exactly what is in their hearts. In Trump, who advocates what God condemns, we trust. And then you wonder why the judgments of God are falling upon you. Hey, folks, just look to the likes of Hillary Clinton, who has not had, friends, listen carefully, Hillary Clinton, who has not had one press conference since the beginning of her presidential run. The fact of the matter is the American people have already got up into the fight between Donald and Hillary, when in fact Hillary should be in prison again at least. And America is shouting from the rooftops, she should be long in prison. She should be in prison. Hillary for prison, 2016. Is that where she's at? Of course not. Because you're depending upon the likes of Ann Coulter and the modern day conservatives and the modern day professors to get the job done when the job isn't done. They just jump on the bandwagon, folks. They're actually praising the options that have been given to them by the establishment as well. So what's the difference between them and the left and the right? There isn't one. In Trump we trust. America, why are you in trouble? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And let me remind you, there is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. So I'll tell you, when it really gets to the point where America is turned into hell, because we're beginning to see the initial stages of just that in this country, as promised by God, those that forget God, I'll turn that nation into hell. Read Psalm 9:16 and 17. We're beginning to see little by little, incrementally, that taking place in this country. And when it gets to the point where the cards are stacked against us all the way through, friends, then you can call out to Trump to help you in that time of need. I didn't say that. That's exactly what the Lord said to a people that have a whore's forehead, like the likes of Ann Coulter and the modern conservatives and the modern professors. And it should incite. Let me say it this way. You should be indignant as to headlines or to book titles like this coming from conservatives. But friends, this has been going on for a long time in this country. Namely, I'm talking from a young man over the last 20 and 30 years in my lifetime that I've seen this garbage. Friends, this is pathetic. A heathen knows what this, looking at this kind of a situation is completely wrong. So let me ask you, just jumping over. When Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside, if we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Is that true? Last week I shared with you about John Hinckley Jr., the man that attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan on March 30th, 1980. He was declared not guilty by reason of insanity. This was just towards the end of last week. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines insane, insanity, unsound in mind or intellect, mad, deranged in mind, even defining out to be delirious. You know, it's interesting that John Hinckley Jr. attempted to shoot and kill the President of the United States of America again, namely Ronald Reagan. He was declared 35 years ago insane. He wasn't guilty because the reason or by reason of insanity. Hey, folks, for some reason or another, he's been rehabilitated. And yet, 35 years later, federal judge Paul L. Friedman wrote that Hinckley, now 61, no longer poses a danger to himself or others and will be freed to live full time with his mother in Williamsburg, Virginia. How interesting that they would pick Williamsburg as a place to reside. See, Scripture tells us in Exodus 21:12, he that smiteth a man so that he die shall surely be put to death. We used to do that in this country, and it put the fear of God in men not to commit the crime of murder. But now what they do is they just go ahead and give them 3 squares a meal, throw them in prison for 20 years before they decide what they're going to do. Oh, by the way, P.S. posted script, all on your dime, only to release them in this particular case 35 years later so he can go out and recommit another crime. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. America, are we destroying ourselves by tolerating this mentality? Yeah, because it's slowly bleeding into arbitrary government, and we've been seeing this as well for a long time. This is European-style government, and it's worse as a law against itself. In other words, to create man and put them in a position to war against the God of heaven and say we know better than him. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9999. 33 America, are we destroying ourselves? We're going to come right back to this topic after topic, a plethora of topics, even today, friends. Let's take it today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll take Tom from Baltimore again. Hey, Tom, how you doing that day?
You're getting the dialect down almost.
Thank you.
You might be mistaken for someone who lives down the block.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to actually go in the guise of an East Coaster, but I think I'm doing okay and just having a little fun. We always appreciate having you on the radio show. What do you got today?
I will make this quick. We got caught up in that wonderful conversation yesterday, and I didn't get to give you the quotes that I wanted to use to back up my position on Lincoln. And in fact, they tie rather nicely into what you're talking about today. By the way, the Confederate forces had already formed their government at the time the first shots were fired, and they had told Lincoln, given him papers stating that they were reclaiming the federal property that the federal forts were located in their government areas, as is allowed by the Constitution. And so he was well aware when he sent his troops in to resupply Sumter that they were already evicted. I don't know if he even told his troops that. So he tricked the Southern forces into firing those first shots. So he was successful in that bit of trickery, but a lot of people don't realize that they weren't the first aggressors, really, because the federal government had already been evicted and given proper notice. And in fact, Lincoln never even had proper, actually he had no contact.
Did we lose Tom? Oh. Hey, Tom, call back in. We just lost you. Talking about the Emancipation Proclamation, I want to jump on that because you're already talking about some things just kind of leading and bleeding into that. While we're waiting for Tom to get back online with us, friends, keep in mind that the North was as guilty as the South was concerning slaves. So that was just a talking point to win the people over. And keep in mind, this is also the guy speaking of Abraham Lincoln, because we're talking pros and cons. Some people love him, some people hate him. We're just giving you some accurate history concerning who Abraham Lincoln was and what he did and what he established. And what he did is he established federalism by force, and he brought the states in by force. And what he used was the public sentiment. He worked the public opinion to change government. And what he did is he went for the Emancipation Proclamation using slaves as the excuse, when in fact, again, the North was as guilty as the South was. Until we get him back up, Tom from Baltimore, let's go on, because there are several points I want to make. And I love these little tidbits, I really do, but their PowerPoints is really what they are. Abraham Lincoln said America will never be destroyed from the outside. This is all true, and it's all biblically accurate. He said, if we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. That is for any society. That is for any country that departs wickedly from God. It's just a fact. Study history and you'll understand. Libertarian, which defines out to be with regard or without regard for law or free will. Last week we had shared presidential candidate Gary Johnson was asked about the illegals coming into America. He responded, they came into this country because they couldn't get in legally and the jobs existed. Did you hear what he said? They came into this country because they couldn't get in legally and the jobs existed as to justify their lawless acts so they could get a job that didn't exist in their own country. Okay? Just so you know, Mr. Johnson goes on, when you use that term illegal immigrants, you are upsetting a lot of people by saying that. Just so that you know. Just so that you know. If you use the term illegal immigrants, it is very incendiary to our Hispanic population here in this country that, I might add, are here illegally. This is a representative whose purpose, friends, one of them, whose purpose is to restrain men from sin by enforcing the law. But now you have your representatives, and you've been seeing this for a long time as well in this country, America, which only coincides with what Abraham Lincoln rightly said. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. How are we destroying ourselves in this particular case? By tolerating representatives who are no longer enforcing the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, but now are enacting, enabling those that are willing to violate the law, which makes them criminal, just like the ones that they're advocating. When Johnson was asked by the reporter, if you enter the country without documentation, is that or is that not an illegal act? He answered, hesitantly, might I add, technically, yes. I mean, the guy's burnt out on PCP, friends. Here's these 60s and 70s hippies. They need to be dealt with. Going back to the resolve, Exodus 18:21. Moreover, you shall provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, which is hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them as representatives, might I add, in this country, to be rulers, to be representatives in this country of thousands, representatives of hundreds, representatives of fifties, representatives of tens, all found in Exodus 18:21. Able men, such as fear God, men of truth. That's why they put their hand on the Bible and swear that they'll uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, America. So there is your reference, Exodus 18:21. We got Tom back up online. Hey, Tom.
How bizarre. That's the second time that's happened in a couple of weeks. I guess they don't like folks talking about
this is,
law.
This is ministry. There's nothing that's bizarre. Believe me, I hear it every day of my life. I've never had this happen before. It's like, listen, when you're living in this tornado called spiritual warfare, nothing surprises me, friend. So welcome to the club, Tom.
So I think we were talking about how the Southern forces were tricked into firing the first shots. Did you get that much before I was cut off?
I did.
Okay. Now, that brings us to exactly what the southern states did that you may or may not know about. It's certainly rarely spoken about. What they did and what the Constitution allowed was to reverse how they had gotten in. They gave them proper notice, which they really did not have to do, but like the original colonists did with King George, they petitioned him and let him know, in a very nice way, by the way, a number of times what they were doing and that they respected him, however, that they knew that they had freedoms from God and they were pursuing those freedoms, and basically thanked him for looking out for him when he did, and that they would be leaving. Thank you very much. Now, the southern states did the very same thing, again, as was allowed by the Articles of Confederation. And let me get to exactly what they did.
They did a lot of bad things, Tom, is what they did.
What they did.
Bad things.
They left the Union by perfectly reversing the process by which they got in. They held elections, and they chose delegates at the state conventions. And, again, as was consistent with the original Articles of Confederation, they reversed the process and sent all this advising Lincoln what they had done. And what his response was that these unratifications, he said, they're impossible, and therefore they're nullities. Now, he had no constitutional language in which to back up his position. We only hear from him briefly. I believe it was Gettysburg, and he recited his belief that quote, if states were free to get in and out of the Union, a government conceived in liberty and dedicated to equality could not long endure. Now think of the schizophrenic, nutty nature of that statement.
Mm-hmm.
If states were free to get in and out of the Union, a government conceived in liberty and freedom and dedicated to equality could not long endure. This
yeah.
is his skewed vision of what freedom is. In other words, he's saying, in order to be
he was attacking,
free, you
he was attacking
be,
our he was attacking our forefathers is what he was doing.
What it does is, in order to be free, you must be enslaved.
Exactly. Yes, he just did the exact opposite of what our forefathers established, and America today believes that they're free today. And the American people do have the freedom to right the wrongs, but the American people are not willing to right the wrongs because they don't have the history, because they haven't done their due diligence. And that goes back to Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Which brings me to the next point. I want to ask you, Tom, how do you think Abraham Lincoln felt when they established their own cabinet and president concerning the Confederate States through Jefferson Davis? I bet that was quite
well,
a smack in the face,
last
huh?
I have that ties into what you're talking about today, about where we're being led, this road to hell. He said a majority held in restraint by constitutional checks and limitations and always changing easily with deliberate changes of popular opinions and sentiments is the only true sovereign of a free people. Whosoever rejects it does of necessity fly to anarchy or despotism. Unanimity is impossible. The rule of a minority as a permanent arrangement is wholly inadmissible, so that rejecting the majority principle, anarchy or despotism in some form is all that is left. He's saying that if the majority decides something is correct, you must go along with it. Remember I said yesterday, they want you to conform. You must conform or else. And then they get violent. That's Lincoln, he was the tyrant as you described him. And keep in mind, we justified our position in the Cold War by saying that the Soviet Union was morally inferior to us because they were holding entire states hostage behind the Iron Curtain that prevented those states from seeking their own destiny as free men.
Yep. They condemn it in the South. They promote it in the North. There's nothing new. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. But again, had the American people know their founding documents, we could hold these individuals accountable, regardless if the devil himself was in the White House. Hey, speaking of which, he is. Let's deal with it.
And Hillary is talking like Lincoln today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Tim, Wyoming, we just missed you. Tom from Baltimore, he is a long-winded brother from another mother. But that's okay. I appreciate your phone calls. I really do. I want to make a couple points, because we're talking about America we destroyed ourselves, and it looks like we're not going to be getting through this one today. But we'll make a couple more points, because I love this train of thought. Hey, folks, the law comes in, and it shows me how crooked I am. Grace comes along and straightens me out. That's exactly what we're doing. But we're bringing you back to law so we can be found in real grace. Okay? Not this modernized version of sloppy, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5, Isaiah 30. So we'll get back to that. Let me make a couple points as to what Tom was saying. History shows us that what Abraham Lincoln... We've been taught that through our history, what Abraham Lincoln did to the South was the right thing to do. I want you to keep in mind that what Tom was saying concerning Abraham Lincoln is he was already advocating democracy in this country when, in fact, we are a constitutional republic, though he cited America as a constitutional republic. He did the opposite of what he said. This is what politicians do. Also keep in mind that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And it's interesting how Abraham Lincoln is actually praised by the black communities, when in fact, if they would do some homework, and the white communities, if you would do your homework, you'll find out that he didn't do you a favor, black folks, or white folks. He enslaved you, just like Tom had highlighted, through his own mouth. History is written by men who hung heroes, America. You need to understand this. You ever notice when you go into Washington, D.C., you see all these monuments? And the only ones that I pay respect to are the quotes where my father's name is in it. Because I am not going to commit myself to men no more than Jesus did. Because every time you commit yourself to men, what happens is you end up with an Abraham Lincoln. You end up with the likes of what you're dealing with today. Or a Bush. Or a Clinton. Or a Johnson. I mean, folks, we can go back. Not all these presidents up to this point concerning the present were good, godly men, just so you understand that. But listen carefully. History is written by men who hung heroes. They give you their version, their revised version of an untrue history, America. And I want to give you one more point. This is from Abraham Lincoln. Listen carefully, just so you can understand what kind of a snake he was. Our government rests in public opinion. No, it does not. Whoever can change public opinion, said President Abraham Lincoln, can change the government. Practically just so much. What is the state-controlled narrative today? They're using that same method as Abraham Lincoln. Because again, friends, going back to the preacher, Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. So I end our conversation with Tom. History is written by men who hung heroes. If you want the truth, oftentimes you have to dig in the corners where very few are to actually know what the truth of the matter is. Concerning Abraham Lincoln, here again we have the modern conservatives, the likes of Bill O'Reilly, writing books praising Abraham Lincoln, folks. Just thinking in 30 years, 50 years, 75 years, they're going to be writing books about Barack Hussein Obama, about how godly of a man he was. When in fact, there's nothing further from the truth, friends. But see, as long as that generation's passed away, no one can rise up and actually give the truth. And the only place that we can do that is when we get back to the living Christ who changes not. I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Malachi 3:16, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. We got Tim Wyoming calling in. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I wanted to say
sorry about hanging you on so long there, my friend.
That's okay. No, I must have a relative in Maryland there, apparently. Long-winded guy like me. I wanted to mention really quick the thing about Hillary's, or Hitler, as I like to call her, is her earpiece that she wore during the so-called debate, the forum, last night. And that's finally been, I guess it's finally been admitted by the NBC security people that she was wearing an earpiece. And now they're, at least that's what it says on the Drudge Report. That's the thing. James Woods, who's a conservative actor, says she can't even lie without help.
No.
Anyway, as you said, she's a Luciferian and you know, she is. Just getting her marching orders from Satan.
There's no question about it, and so are those that she's submitting herself to. She's playing the Judas with America, like that of Barack Hussein Obama, and like that of the Bushes, and like that of the Clintons that preceded. People need to understand that they're only doing what they're told, because they're not representing we the people any longer. And furthermore, going back to Hillary Clinton and the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, they could get caught on tape committing the acts in which they are found guilty, because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. All things will come to the light. They're in the light of day again. The American people could catch them with smoking gun in hand on video. And you know what they would do? They would sit around and talk about her crimes rather than deal with her. And that's why we're in trouble today, Tim.
Or we change the channel and watch NFL instead.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you know, it's not real. It's just like, this is like, you know, this is like surreal. It's not really happening, man. I mean, this kind of stuff only happens in third world countries. It doesn't actually happen in America.
Right, the third world country of America, as you just said. But now, I wanted to mention one other thing really quick. You're talking about the suitability or unsuitability of Donald Trump, and I think you mentioned it before. He's been divorced twice. This is his third wife, so he's actually got. I hate to say that he's the unfortunate. The unfortunate thing is that he's the best choice we have. That's the worst part. I mean, not voting is the other choice. But the problem is he has developed a cult of personality, as people used to say about John F. Kennedy and various other figures. They'd say a cult of personality for those people. And I think that there are some people who will, as with Hillary, they'll say, no matter what he does, he's still better than Hillary, and I'll vote for him anyway. And I'm not saying that I feel that way, or that that's the proper way to feel, or that I'm even, I'm actually kind of holding my nose about, possibly putting an X in the box for his name. I mean, that's the problem right there. So, what am I going to do? What are we going to do?
What we can do is what I've always said we should do. I'm not saying, nor have I ever advocated, people should just stand back and play like a bunch of neutered patriots in this country. I'm saying, no, let's get involved. The problem that we're having in this country is people are buying the fact that they're two legitimate candidates. They're two candidates that were handed to you by the establishment that everybody's complaining about in this country. That's the problem. That's the problem that we're having today.
Well, we could never have chosen Ted Cruz as a Canadian, or Marco Rubio, who's basically an out homosexual who's pretending not to be. And then we have the homosexual in the White House already. Why should we go for another one? I mean, I'm going to leave it with that. So,
yeah, that's another conversation.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it. I appreciate your phone call. Tim from Wyoming, again, we appreciate you. Though we got off track a little bit, we were still talking about the same people. Good job, folks. I say that in all sincerity, folks. It is one of those days, but we're doing okay. We're talking about America. We destroyed ourselves. Here. Let me just go back to this. This is kind of badgering me right now. Tim had just talked about Donald Trump, and he's our only choice, and I'm not going to go down that road. We've already talked about that. It's water under the bridge concerning where I stand with this. I'm not going to advocate what God condemns. I'm just not going to do it. But it's interesting that, Tim, we were just listening, and I'm not taking a shot at you at all. I'm just kind of highlighting what you said. You're complaining about Marco Rubio being a homosexual, and you're complaining about the sodomite in the White House. No question about it. There's no question about it. But now we're also talking about a candidate that you said concerning that of the likes of Donald Trump, who said he would defend the LGBT against, of course, he would defend them from anybody that they so choose to attack. And that's really what it comes down to, through totalitarianism. And right on their heels, of course, is the Islamic jihadists, and I've warned you for years about that. Now the modern day conservative in the professed church in America is now starting to pick that one up about 6 years late. But you're talking about Donald Trump, who advocates the very things that you just condemned. And see, this is where you get in trouble. We don't have to settle for the lesser of two evils. We can get involved in the system and lawfully tear down an establishment that is corrupt from the top to the bottom, as I have suggested over and over and over again. That's called getting in the real battle, because by settling for what we have in front of us right now, hey folks, you're a glutton for punishment, and you're going to get it one way or another. Going back to today's topic, I do appreciate the phone calls. I always do. This radio show is yours. America, are we destroying ourselves? We're going to finish this tomorrow. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you about what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.